peace be upon those who follow the guidance. Thank you for coming back. Today we're going to talk about the pillars of Islam. Now the pillars of Islam is something every Muslim must believe in it. It's must upon the Muslim and the one that becomes Muslim to believe in these pillars. If you take out the pillars, there's nothing left. Now I'm going to be reading from a hadith which talks about the pillars of Islam. Now this hadith is about the angel Jibril coming to the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, and asking the Prophet questions so that the people the Prophet sitting around can learn what Islam, what these pillars are. Now there's two types of pillars. It's the one is the pillar of Islam, and another one is the pillar of Iman. The Iman means faith. Now, this hadith is narrated by Umar ibn Khattab. He said, we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, one day when a man appeared with a very white clothes and a very black hair. There were no signs of travel on him and we did not recognize him. He sat down in front of the Prophet and rested his knees by his knees and placed his hands on his thighs. The man said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, Islam is to testify there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to establish prayer, to give charity, to fast the month of Ramadan, to perform the pilgrimage to the house if a way is possible. Now the first thing the Prophet said is, testify there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Now the one who becomes a Muslim, it's must upon him to testify this on his tongue. He cannot just say, I'll become a Muslim. No, he has to say, whatever is in your heart, you have to proclaim it. So you testify there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. The next thing the Prophet said is to establish prayer. Now in Islam, the Muslims pray 5 times a day. Now, it's must upon the one who becomes a Muslim and the one that's Muslim to pray the Salat. The next thing the Prophet said is to give charity. Now the Muslim pays charity once a year. Whatever he has left after 1 year, that he gives 2.5% of his wealth away to those who are in need. The next thing the Prophet said is to fast the month of Ramadan. Now Ramadan is 1 month long and it's must upon the Muslim and the one that becomes a Muslim to fast the month of Ramadan. Now the next thing the Prophet said is to perform the pilgrimage to the house if a way is possible. Now this is talking about going for Hajj, right? Now if the one who becomes a Muslim and the one that is Muslim, it's must upon them if they have the money and if the road is safe and if they are not sick, they are healthy, they have to go to they have to make pilgrimage to the Hajj if they are able to. Now all these we said. Now let's go back a little bit, right? Charity. If you have no money, you're excused to pay charity. Fasting the month of Ramadan. If you are sick, right, and there's other conditions, then you are excused of fasting the month of Ramadan. Of course, you have to make it up. And going for Hajj, if you are sick, have no money, you are excused. And to testify there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, you are excused. If you have no tongue to say this, right, if you have no way of saying these words, then you are excused, right? Enough is for you just to know there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. The only one that's no excuse is prayer, right? It's must upon the Muslim to pray the Salah 5 times a day. There's no excuse for the Muslim. Now if you miss the prayer, that's understandable, right? If you were sleeping, you make it up. Especially on the man, it's must upon them to pray 5 times a day. The woman, she can have excuses why she may not pray, and not something that she just makes up excuse. It's what Allah said in the Quran. The reasons why Allah said, if you have these excuses, if you have these reasons, you don't have to pray to the Muslim woman. But the man is most upon him to pray every day. Now, if one is not able to pray standing, they can pray sitting down. If they cannot pray sitting down, they can pray laying down. If they cannot pray laying down, they pray with their finger. If their finger's not working, then maybe their eyelids, by moving upside and down. If they cannot do that, then they just pray in their head until, of course, they die, right? Now, this is the first pillar of Islam, the action. It's called the action. You must show actions, right? Now, the man said next, you have spoken truthfully, right? And the reason why he's... Okay, now let's go next one for that. Wait, let's go to the next line. He said, we were surprised that he asked him and said he was truthful. Now, this is Umar saying, the man asked question, yet he's saying you are truthful, as if you already knew the answer. Of course, like we said before, this man is Angel Gabriel, right? Now, he asked the Prophet again, tell me about faith. Now, this faith is something that Muslim must believe in their heart. No action is required. So this is the belief of the heart. Now, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, peace and blessing be upon him, said, faith is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, the last day, and to believe in predestiny is good and it's evil. Now, you believe in Allah in your heart, right? After you believe in Allah, of course, you believe in whatever Allah says next, which is you believe in his angels, a creation from Allah, who, of course, were not always existing. Allah created them and they will die when Allah, the judgment day. Before the judgment day, there's a time the angels, Allah will take the lives of the angels. When you believe in the angels, you believe his books, right? Now Allah sends messengers and he gives them books. Now it must upon the Muslim to believe these books. Now after this, you believe in the ones that the books were given to, which are the messengers, right? So you believe the messengers and the books they came with. Now believing in them does not mean you go and search the message Allah has given them and tried following it. No, the Muslim is one who says there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his last messenger, right? Prophet and messenger, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger. Now, believing in them, of course, we said it's not, you just acknowledge Allah sending messenger, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, peace and blessing be upon all of them, but you don't go searching them. Okay, the next thing Allah said to believe in is the last day, the day of judgment, right? Where the Muslims are given paradise, where those who don't believe in Allah and Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, are given hellfire, or they're thrown to hellfire, right? Now, the next thing Allah said, no, the Prophet said is, to believe in the predestiny. Predestiny means whatever is happening in this world, right? Allah knows it. The past, the present, the future, it's something Allah knows, right? There's no leaf that falls down from a tree, but it's already known by Allah, right? And because of this, whatever good comes, after you believe in the predestiny, you believe in the good of it and the bad of it. Now, the good of it, when something good happens to you, you are happy and then you praise Allah, the one who gave you this happiness. So you praise Allah. All praise is due to Allah. And when something evil happens or something bad happens, you are patient and Allah rewards you for it. Now, these are the two pillars a Muslim and the one that is becoming a Muslim must believe in. The ones that require the action and the ones that are only in the heart. Now at the end, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Umar, do you know who he was?" And Umar said, "Allah and his messenger knows best." And the Prophet said, "Verily, he was Gabriel who came to teach you your religion." Right? Now every Muslim learns this hadith when they are young, right? Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care. And if you need to learn more of this, since I went over it so fast, just go to YouTube and learn from it. And you can find all these examples I give you in the Quran, of course. Until next time, thank you for listening. Take care.